A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, November 3rd, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight, we are looking at the political situation ahead of the 2018 general elections with President Robert Mugabe addressing a rally in Bulawayo tomorrow, and also opposition parties hitting the campaign trail, urging their supporters to go and register to vote.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are looking at the political situation ahead of the 2018 general elections.
President Robert Mugabe is currently in Zimbabwe's second largest city, Bulawayo, ahead of the 9th Presidential Youth Interface Rally scheduled for Saturday at White City Stadium. The president also presided today over a graduation ceremony at the National University of Science and Technology in its capacity as the Chancellor of all state universities.
Opposition supporters, meanwhile, have also hit the campaign trail, but they are alleging that their supporters are being harassed and intimidated by ruling ZANU-PF supporters. Government is also said to be cracking down on any forms of dissent, including Twitter.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yebukambe zulukandaba lingalitshona njani laphelikhona khona ngapho. Ye, thina lapha-ke siyaphila, lo Blessing Zulu. Udaba esiqhuqa ngalo namhlanje, ludaba lukamongameli Robert Mugabe, ukhona ngale-ke kobulawayo. Umele lithi kusasa sibili uzahamba ayengena lokho kuthiwa i-Presidential Youth Interface Rally. Uzakhuluma kukhulumayo, singazi ukuthi njengoba kulezi nsuku kungani kulokuxozela kubadlaleli. Sizazi ukuthi uyakhuluma ngani. Kuzobuya njalo-ke uphindo wayenast lapha kade kule graduation ceremony khona yabantu abafundileyo baqetha izifundo zabo. Kuzobuya-ke la mabandla aphikisa kathi kungani eZimbabwe kunzima kakhulu, kodwa-ke loba kunzima bayajaga tesi ukuthiwa yi-campaign trail yabo. Labo sebekhankasela phela ukhetho olakwenziwa ngomnyango ozayo. Kuzobuya njalo-ke nxa sikhangela kwezokwethula kwembiko, uhulumende-ke lamhla ubophe isizalwane seMelika okuthiwa-ke ukuthethise umongameli ngokuthumeza umlayezelo ongayisiwo kuTwitter. Yanti liyazi iTwitter lathi silayo khonapha iVOA Studio 7 hengi yethu, so likhangela ukuthi siyabe senzani khonapho kwenza ukuthi sixoxeni sibaningi. Kunjalo-ke asixoxeni zulu.
Okukahama wadiwa nasi tida kuti tinge tichitora temperature yepolitics kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika, sezvo nyika yatarisana nesarudzo dza 2018 mangwana veZANU-PF vanenge vari kuBulawayo kupa White City Sports Stadium, apo mutungamiri wenyika vari mutungamiri webato iri vaRobert Mugabe vanenge vachitaura nevatsigiri vavo pamusangano wakarongwa nevechidiki uri kunziwo Youth Interface. Asi vanopikisa vari kumhanya-mhanyawo nebasa tiri kunzwa kuti kune misangano yakawanda-wanda yavari kuitawo mukupera kwesvondo kukurudzira vatsigiri vavo kuti vange vachienda kunovhota. Taona kuMDCT vachamisa vari kuti vanenge vaine musanganowo maikupe tavaona vachitendera-tendera kuMarsh East kunana Bulawayo kwesoko vachitsvagawo rutsigiro vachikurudzira vatsigiri vavo kuti vaende kunovhota. asi svondo rapera takaona mumwe ari kwikwidza akazvimirira muzvare fadzai maire Gibbs achirambidzwa nemapurisa pane mutambo waanga aronga achibva ambochengetedzwa nemapurisa. Tinodawo kunzwa kuti kunemi vanhu muri kuona sei agadziro iyoyi ya 2018, and I think Gibbs, we have our first guest, that is Mr. Obed Gutu, who is the spokesperson of the opposition MDCT. Mr. Gutu, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing. Good evening, Gibbs. Good evening, listeners. Good evening, Zimbabwe. Sisonge.
Thank you so much. Siyabonga. Gibbs.
Yeah, I'm also told that we've got Honorable Joseph Chuma, who is a member of parliament for Pelanda Mapopoma in Bulawayo, and is also a central committee member of the ruling ZANU-PF party. Honorable Chuma, good evening and welcome to the program.
Gentlemen, good evening. How are you? I hope you are all well.
And, we are doing fine.
We are good too.
We are very fine. And you?
No, I'm blessed to check it on Amwari. We thank God for his mercies all the time.
Thank you so much.
That's
I think
true.
You can.
Maybe let's start with you, Honorable Chuma. Tell us about the situation in Bulawayo right now ahead of this youth interface rally that is to be addressed by President Robert Mugabe.
I can tell you that it's all systems go in Bulawayo. The hype of activities that have been happening are all culminating to a very special occasion tomorrow, where His Excellency, the President of the state, and also the first sector of ZANU-PF, shall be addressing Bulawayo youth. We have already submitted our concerns to him, and some of them, he was already aware of them anyway. And our major concern here in Bulawayo being the issue of employment, because unlike other provinces where people basically survive on things like agriculture, that's land and stuff like that, others mining, here in Bulawayo, it's always been known to be like the hub, the industrial hub of Zimbabwe. So we've basically been a city called Kondutuzyatunga, meaning that you would see smoke going up in our industrial areas as production was happening. So this is the kind of thrust that we want to actually put across to the president, to say if you could sort of then make his ministers run around and make sure that these things do happen again, so that we see industries opening up. We know we had a big companies like CSCA, which used to employ quite a lot of people, with NRZ, which was one of the biggest employers here in Bulawayo, because it was mainly headquartered here in Bulawayo. So we are looking at the relevant ministries coming up with public partnerships or whatever, a partnership that will make sure that all these things start working and to the benefit of the Bulawayo people. So it's an exciting time for us. It's so relevant, and I'm telling you right now, it's a hive of activities all over. The mood is the correct one, and I hope that the coming in of the president shall definitely leave a good mark for Bulawayo, and we shall remain a changed place. And by the way, I'm also privileged that he is coming right at my doorstep. That's my constituency, so I'm actually the host member of parliament. It's such a privilege for me, and I think it's all systems go.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
So, Mr. Manzora, we know that Mr. Kutu, you know why I said Mr. Manzora? I'll tell you after the show, Mr. Kutu. So because umzukulu wangu, so so Mr. Kutu, we know that the president is in Bulawayo and is going to campaign there, while the MDC is not campaigning at all, zero, nothing. So at the end of the day, tell us the truth, really. What is going on in your party compared to what the president is doing?
You know, Gibbs, I have to laugh because, you know, my brother, when you say we are not campaigning, we are not doing anything, dololo, I don't agree with you. The situation on the ground is that we are actually all over. You know, there's just a difference in the strategy that we are using this time around. I'm sure you've heard about the Chakachaya. The Chakachaya strategy. I don't know how I would put it in Ndebele, what Chakachaya would mean. Chakachaya is almost like a colloquial, you know, term to say, you know, this is it. Fire. So we're actually on the ground. We are all over. We've got our members of parliament. We have got our, you know, national executive members. We've got our even provincial members. We've got our district members, ward officials, right down to the branch officials all over. Actually, on the ground, so to speak. That's why we call it Chakachaya. We are calling it an exciting brand of retail politics, where we are not necessarily having these big rallies. Why? Because especially in rural areas, we don't want our people to be targeted for victimization by the ZANU-PF, you know, tags. So we have devised a very smart way of campaigning. We call it Chakachaya. We talk to the people in their homes, you talk to their people in their churches, you talk to their people in their villages, mm-hmm. you talk to their people in their various social clubs, various societies, etc., etc. I can assure you, listeners, that is the most effective way of penetrating, particularly rural Zimbabwe, because we are dealing here with a system that has instilled fear in people. So if we are going to call for a huge rally, for instance, in Gibbs home area of Gwanda,
mm-hmm.
villagers can easily be targeted for victimization. If we are going to call for a rally in Gutu, Tumbandawana, or Mshayawana, people, much as they want to come, they, because of the fear factor, would be victimized for coming. So we say, okay, how do we do it, comrades? How do we do it? Let's go out there. Get out the fear from the people, meet them at their places, in their fields, at their shopping centers here in the cities and the growth points. Go to their churches, go to their funerals, go to their weddings, mm-hmm. go to their parties, interact with them, explain to them what biometric voter registration is all about, particularly explain to them that this is actually a very safe way of registering to vote, because we know that ZANU-PF has been out there instilling fear in people, saying now that they are taking your photographs and fingerprints, we now have your details and we'll actually be seeing your face when you get into the polling booth. So we are out there on Chakachaya on a retail politics basis, explaining to the people not to fear all those lies that propaganda is ZANU. Because we also have reports throughout the country, particularly in the rural areas, that people are actually being forced to come and some surrender their voter registration slips, and in some cases to have their serial numbers of the voter registration slips recorded. So we are explaining to them, it's just meant to be propaganda to instill fear in the people. So our program, Chakachaya, is, I can assure you, so effective that ZANU-PF is going to have the shock of their lives with the results of next year's election. And we are obviously taking advantage of ZANU-PF, Chayo, Akusi Sina. There are factions, G40, G Lizard, Lakoske, what? I don't know. I don't know how many ZANUs we are talking about.
Yeah, okay, no, thank you very much.
United. So yes. We are out there. I can assure you, I will use my own example. Just between last Sunday and today, you can't believe it, I have signed more than 6,000 affidavits for proof of residence. And I'm just one person, one commissioner of votes. So if you're going to replicate that with all my other colleagues, in just a space of less than 7 days, from Sunday morning last week up until this evening, Friday, I've just signed 220 affidavits just the past 2-3 hours today. So
okay,
that
yeah.
is being replicated countrywide. So Gibbs, there's a good MDC, we are all over.
Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much. Now we know that is Chakachaya. Did you know Chakachaya?
Oh, yeah.
You know Zji?
Chakachaya.
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 Ah, Chakachaya. No, I'm trying.
For you, but Chakachaya is like slang, you know, slang, Shona slang.
Ah, okay, good. So I think we've got a caller on the line here. Kulo Baba Chuma, usebuzwana. Baba Chuma, kunjani?
Maphila, kunjani, Danwo?
Asiphilile kakhulu, yeah. Akutsho Baba Chuma, siyabona ukuthi kule youth interface rally ekhona kusasa kobulawayo njalo lamabandla aphikisayo njengoba lapho ekhuluma uMnumzana Gudu ukuthi seqalisile secampaigna sibili okumangalisayo akuphosela khona.
Hey, amabandla ngizacela ngiyamabandla aphikisayo, amabandla aphikisayo siyawabona baba. Eh, kodwa indaba ekukhona ukuthi uyabona lo upresident wethu ukuthiwa ngumgabe lo. Ngabe yi-team yebhola ngabe nyimfanisa le-Real Madrid. He never misses chances. Umuntu obangathola isikhathi kungabe kuriga, kungabe kuyiwini, lapha thole khona isikhathi, he never misses chances. Eh, lokho kukhulunywa ngobaba uGutu okuthi ama-followers be-MDC siyathagethwa njani njani if we sing appear public. That doesn't matter. Umgabe he takes advantage of that because ekucineni uzathi last time, nge-last minute, uzathi vala siyesabe kona phana yikho kuwina aza kwenza kuma-elections unabuyayo. Sikhangele rally le eyakusasa. Kurali sesihamba nje thina baba sihambele ukuthi ikuthi akula lapho esiyakhalela khona sesibona ukuthi we don't have a strong opposition in Zimbabwe. So sokuhambele ukuthi mhlawumbe uzathi esibhekile sibaningi khona phana singamayouth asizwele usizi nje kuphela. Akhona ukuthi la muntu omdala abuyele emuva athi hhayi akubuye omunye laye azame ngceli lingathola impilo engcono ukudlula lokhu eliyikho khona.
So i-opposition isolani?
I-opposition baba njengoba indalela ubaba uGutu akade ikhuluma lapha ilesikhathi balesikhathi abantu laba isenza njalo lami ngiyayisapota kakhulu opposition kodwa zilesikhathi kusenzakala njalo they like i-propagandas too much they speak too much ukudlule kwenzini into bazikhulumayo ziphele emoyeni ekucineni basala bengabambanga lutho.
Hayi, siyakuzwa ke igolide, sibonge kakhulu ungathinela kusasa baba.
Kulungile baba.
So that is Mr. Chuma is calling from Botswana. He was saying that you know
the opposition bamromo jete.
Yeah, bamromo jete emlonyeni kuphela ubambe blind kuyafiwa. And then he says President Mugabe is like Real Madrid. Never misses chances, right? If a chance comes, boom, that's it. It's a couple.
Yeah.
So he's really disappointed about the opposition, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you know, they are not actually doing whatever he wants them to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because they speak too much, they talk too much, and never implement anything.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe as we go, we're going to ask
Mr. Yes, Mr. Go to respond to that. Namkoma Mamboma Donald, Magadi pa South Africa.
Dofara, I'm going to blessing na gives Magadi Gabo.
Ah, it's
a poet.
Dofara, Chaurura.
Ah, Dofungavargo Zinzwira.
Ya ndida kupikizana na mgomo wangu Chuma vanga vachitaurawo.
Mhm.
Hakuzi kuti zvako ma opposition hana kana kuti Simba kana kuti asi kuti inyaya yekungoti ukasvika vanhu vachigwa ukabata mumwe maoko ukamusunga.
Mm-hmm.
Uya umwe anga achibva naye unogona kutora chance yekuti wakabata mumwe saka unogona kumurova unoti wakamubata hana kwanisi kudzosera.
Mhm.
Chokwadi chiripo ndechekuti izvi kuti akona vaguti ndotendera nazvo nokuti musangano wekazvakata ZMDC haimbosi yakangangangwa ndakupai example yenzvimbo dzakata sakwana kubhikita kunzima kondichio dzikona na bhikita kumasvingoko.
Mhm.
Chero chembere nemudonzo mukoma blessing inotokuudza kuti hakuno hatakasunga vanozviziva musangano kuti pane nhamo panovhotera zvara ndepapi panovhoti panovhote gwa upenyu huri nani ndepapi vanotoziziva chembere chaidzo chaidzo.
Mhm.
Ndakutamvara ndihambuya vamwe vanotaura ipapo vanotaura na tidemavhelasi vanozimbeya chinjaya kubhikita ko vanotoziziva munhu mukuru mukatomutendera chavachitaura asi vanoziva pokuvhotera. Nawo iripo ndiyekuti kune dzimwe maconstituents akata ndingakupaisa zvakata akaona chirumhanzu zivagoziya.
Mhm.
Ndokwa ndingangokurudzira hangu kuti zvakata vagotude vakakwanisa kungotumawo timu yavo. Yambosaura navamunzora vachiti ndidi ongorora chaizvise kumaconstituents akata chavavo. Ndo maconstituents anoita mhere wavo nokuti kunofosiwa vanhu.
Mhm.
Kunzi votera nhingi vachitoshandisawo vanhu kutonzi iwo. Munofanga kuvhotera ise masi kuti maimuna angagwarisa ngautorini handimuri kuona. Ndo maconstituents iwavo vamwe vanofanga kutagetiwa yavo. Ndoti kune minda mirefu yakazopuwa vanhu kuma-2013. Saka vanhu vese vakandoketwa munzvimbo idzodzo vanenge vachinzi chakadati muwane munda munomu inyaya yekuti musangano. Saka kana mukakasha musangano saka vanhu ivavo mukavatashauka vanenge vari vakamonitiwa zvingaiti ndokwani makonsiensi anenge ada kuti vanhu vanyanya kufokasa nezvozvo nevachiongorora kuti chiri nyadzoitika pagiraundi. Asi kwete kuti opposition haina Simba, opposition ine Simba.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru kuma Donald.
Nokuti hapana munhu asina mbozivi kuti zhara inobvepi izvezvi.
Awa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Donald nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ndinotenda mukoma Blessing. Mufarise team team ikoko.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Of course, Donald is agreeing to disagree with Chuma, who called from Botswana. He's saying that he thinks the opposition is doing very well and it's popular in some rural areas, though he's saying that there are some constituencies where he's urging them to work hard because of what he's alleging to be a lot of intimidation, Gibbs.
So let's get back to Honorable Chuma. Honorable Chuma, today we're asking very direct things and we are not avoiding anything. Now, you are in Bulawayo where industries, you know, have actually literally collapsed. And you are going back there for this presidential interface rally when people are, you know, struggling to make ends meet. And when you look at, you know, unemployment in Bulawayo and other, in the other cities, it's very high. So for you to go there and say, okay, let's have a slogan of, you know, reviving those industries when you actually have failed over the years, are you not insulting people?
Not at all. Let us look at this thing from a holistic sort of angle. We must understand the causes of having ourselves in this situation in the first place. That having industries closing down, etc. It's a topic for another day. But basically, what we are saying is that through engagement and re-engagement and analysis, etc., you must be able to see things differently all the time if you are open-minded. So what we're saying is that we have seen some of the mistakes that we've made as well, yes, as a people, and some of the external sort of forces that have taken us to where we are. And we're saying right now, let's come collectively and find a solution to make sure that we get these industries to work again. For example, we've got in a bill in Parliament to have Lawa as one of the special economic zones. So now, what we need to speak of is the speed at which these things are going to occur, because this is what is going to make us, this is what is going to change the face of industry in Bulawayo. If we get to a point where things are done as quickly and as humanly as correct as possible, so that we do not have mistakes, we do not have situations whereby we end up actually falling into a pit by trying to also run too fast. So all I'm saying is that all these things need everybody to come together and to make sure that we revitalize ministries that are responsible to come up and start doing the things that they ought to do, and then industry is going to come up, and then the end result is what? It's employment.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chuma.
You said you are going to ask a very tough question.
It's a very tough one.
Okay.
Yeah. So now, Mr. Kutu. Yeah. Let's be direct, Mr. Kutu. You have heard what Mr. Chuma is saying. So, do you have, let's say, a policy in which you are going to push, you know, towards recapacitating industries and all those things, taking into account that your policy that you did last time didn't work?
Yeah, it's a very good question. Let me start about talking about what Honorable Chuma is saying about Bulawayo. We know that the so-called interface rally, this commandeering gathering of ZANU-PF is happening at White City Stadium tomorrow. I mean, look, I'm speaking from a very informed position. I visit Bulawayo almost every other 3 weeks. I mean, Bulawayo. And what I noticed there is very sad. I mean, the industries have virtually closed down, closed shop. And if you go to those places like where you used to have made in towels for John Alupepe, where you used to have, Dunlop was Zimbabwe, where you used to have Aka shirts, you know, these fashionable shirts, where they used to make these designer shirts, Arrow shirts and Aka. All those industries are closed. They are actually finding my church. There are now churches operating from those industries. I'm speaking from an informed position, not from Makua, because I visit Bulawayo very frequently. I know. Mm-hmm.
So when we look at your own policy, you still remember the juice policy?
No, it's actually ironic.
that we have ZANU-PF having an interface rally in what used to be the industrial hub of Zimbabwe. Bulawayo used to be the industrial hub of Zimbabwe. We all know that as we are growing up, I remember that people would actually come from the village, from as far as Isusuk Mashingo. They would go, they would not come to Harare for jobs. There were no industries in Harare. People would come from Gutu, all parts of Mashingo. They would go to Bulawayo to work at the railways, to work at the cold storage company, then as it was called, cold storage company, CSC, to work at Dunlop. Bulawayo was the industrial hub of Zimbabwe. Now we are talking of a ghost city. So for President Mugabe to go there to celebrate the death of the industries in Bulawayo is actually an insult to the people of not only the city of Bulawayo, but the entire western provinces of Bulawayo province, Matabeleland and North and Matabeleland and South. And the good thing about those people, they know it. They have rejected ZANU-PF for the past 20 years or more, and they will never be fooled by false promises. So that so-called interface rally at White City Stadium tomorrow is nothing but a useless gathering of people who are going to be forced to attend. But come the elections, the people of Bulawayo know how and where to vote. ZANU-PF will never, ever get a seat in Bulawayo when the MDC is participating. Dololo, nothing. They'll get nothing. Dololo, nothing.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kutu, and stay on the line. Slobabake, umbong and story, lapekwani, Baba Story, unjan. Hayi, siyaphila kakhulu, wena unjani khonapho?
Hayi, ngiyaphila.
Yes, phamsi ilizwi ukuthi sikuzwe kuhle baba Stone.
Eh, hayi, ngithi ngiyaphila nami kakhulu, hayi.
Ye, nanko ke abantu bebadlale ZANU-PF bale presidential interface rally ekhona ngale ke kubulawayo kusasa. Kuzobuya ke ibandla le MDCT lalo liyakhankasa lapha lidinga uncedwa ngesikhathi sokhetho. So ke akungene khonapho uthi yangayangasibili kula bantu abaningi abafuna ukungena ekudleni.
Hayi, mina kuphela into engingayitsho ukuthi iZANU-PF lapha kobulawayo idlala ngesikhathi. Ngoba vele iyakwazi vele isisekelo kobulawayo ayinalo. Njengakobulawayo njengakho vele usekelo kayinalo. Dalwa from ngo-2000 izama vele kuyayehlula lokho. Lokhu kwangena i-MDC ngo-2000 vele iZANU-PF ayikazi ithole lutho. Lokho nje into evula abayaziyo lokho, and kuzoqhubekela phambili kakhulu ingatholi lutho. Ngeke ilithole usekelo ezilongabantu besabehlupheka kangakanani kobulawayo. Siyakubona abantu akulamakhampani, amakhampani avali ugudu ekhuluma ngakho, akunamakhampani, akunani yonke into, abantu abalakudla akunazimali. So angiboni ukuthi abantu bebulawayo bangabe sebeboneni kuZANU-PF. Akunatshintsho phela esilenzile elikhona. Into esizokubona kuphela noma abantu bengahamba vele abantu bebulawayo vele asibethuki, ngeke bayivotele iZANU-PF. Ngeke futhi ithole i-support, ngiyithole ebulawayo vele nkani. Kuphela nje ukuthi kuphela i-MDC nayo iqine indlela esebenza ngayo, njengoba sekule alliance leyo. Babambe kakhulu kakhulu, baqinise usekelo lwabo, bahambe emakhaya kakhulu kakhulu emakhaya. Yikho lapho kufanele baqinise khona. Ngoba iZANU-PF yikho lapho ezibambe khona. Manje sizama ukuthi izame nasemadorobheni. But emadorobheni angeke vele kusize.
Ye, kodwa siyabona ke baba Stola ukuthi ibandla leZANU-PF lavotelwa kobulawayo. Ubaba uJuma ukhona khonapha ngweZANU. So ukuthi ayizake ivotelwe since 2000. Sibona ngani? Ye, kuwe. Sibona ngazani ukuthi nxa usithi iZANU
ngeke vele ilithole usekelo. Eyi, ogutu labo i-MDC ihambe kakhulu emakhaya. Yikho lapho kufanele khona iqinise khona usekelo lapho iZANU-PF ezibambe khona. Ngoma lapho isebenzisa khona ukudla, isebenzise yonke into ukuhlupheka kwabantu idlale ngabo. So i-MDC into efanele ikwenze ukuthi babambane kakhulu, basebenze ngamandla kakhulu, baqinise usekelo emakhaya. Kuphela yikho nje into efunekayo. Bangadlali, babe busy. Nabantu nje bazobancedisa khonapha emakhaya, but babe busy kakhulu ngamandla.
Awuboni ke baba Sithole, sibonge kakhulu ke ube le mpela viki enhle. Ulalele ukuthi baza kuphendula bethini, kodwa siyabonga kakhulu baba.
Alright baba, hayi nyabonga.
So according to Mr. Mbongani Sithole, ZANU-PF doesn't have a lot of support in Bulawayo, and was saying apparently ZANU-PF has never had any kind of MPs or whatever in Bulawayo, but apparently Honorable Chuma he comes from Bulawayo. So but he's saying, you know, voting for ZANU-PF is not an option in places like Bulawayo. And the opposition should go to rural areas to campaign seriously, not in urban areas. So I think maybe he's got a point there. And he says, at the end of the day, He supports what Mr. Kutu has been saying in terms of the opposition versus ZANU-PF.
Of course, Mr. Kutu had a prior engagement, but we'll give him the opportunity to wrap up. But quickly, Honorable Chuma, you heard this allegation by Mr. Kutu that people are being merged to go to the youth interface rallies. Is this true?
I think this is the ninth youth interface that we've had. This is the ninth province. And in all the other previous provinces, we have only said that come and see for yourself independently. And you will see, I remember the eighth one, I actually witnessed people walking. Because the transport was sort of limited. I witnessed people walking. There was no intimidation. There was no one behind them forcing them to do anything. People just love to come and see the president because we are practical. Right now, you asked Mr. Kutu about their policies, that juice issue. He avoided speaking about it. He never answered us. And that is exactly the demon that needs to be exercised from these opposition parties. They have nothing that they offer. All they have is so much hatred for ZANU-PF. They are very good at criticizing the president and the government. They are very good at making sure that they want to portray ZANU-PF as a bad party. But the major question is that after doing all that, then what? What are you going to offer Zimbabwe? What are you going to do for Zimbabwe? How are you going to change the things that you claim you can actually change when you don't even say them in open so that people can buy into things that they hear or see or understand? And this is exactly why ZANU-PF will continue being popular, especially in rural areas, because it has delivered. It's about deliverables to the people. In rural areas, ZANU-PF has delivered. The land is there. And the presidential support scheme, like the IPU scheme, is there. People are seeing it. They're experiencing it. They're witnessing it. Right. Let's talk about the towns where they've been dominating. What are they saying? What is their policy about job creation? What is their policy? They have nothing to say about that. All they're good at is they're going to criticize, demonize, speak ill of the president and the parties that have been. But then after that, what?
Mr. Kutu, I think that will save you as your last question. Honorable Chuma has done the honors. What have you got to offer?
In fact, I'm actually surprised that Honorable Chuma is not saying we have no policies. I thought we were talking about the issue of saying, are we campaigning? Are we reaching out to the people? And I explained to him. Now that he has, I'm sure he has actually been shocked by the level of our Chakachaya program, how we are reaching out. Because he knows we are out there. Right now, as I'm talking, we have teams that I have actually been communicating with. They are in Lupane as I speak. Some are in Binga. Some are in Cholocho as I speak. Campaigning, explaining to the people about the BVR process, explaining to the people what the MDC government has to offer when we win next year, because it's obvious we are going to win.
Mm-hmm.
This is what is happening. I'm just talking of that part of the country, the western part of the country. I'm talking of Cholocho. I'm talking of Lupane. I'm talking of Binga right now as we are speaking. We have got our teams on the ground led by members of parliament. I could actually name them by name. We have got Honorable Joel Gabuza. Gabuza, Joel Gabuza right now is there in Binga. We have got Honorable Brian Chuma is there in Wange as I speak. They're communicating with me, sending me pictures and audios of what they are doing on the ground. We've got Honorable Luazi Siwanda, who is Lupan and Cholocho. So for Honorable Chuma to say we are not doing anything, we have no policies, I don't know, with respect, maybe he's living in his own world. The MDC is everywhere. Kirikose Kose. And as for the interface rally, there is no one who is going to willingly come there and blow. I mean, look, Matabeleland is a very sensitive region. No less than 20,000 people were massacred by the ZANU-PF government during the Gukurahundi genocide. We know that. No less than 20,000 people. And there has not been any closure to the Gukurahundi genocide. And the people are clever. People in Matabeleland are clever. I know them. I grew up with them. I was at Fletcher High School myself. Half the class were people from Matabeleland.
Some of my best friends right now are from Matabeleland. There are people who know. My wife is half Ndebele. My mother-in-law is from Mavole in Lower Gweru. So I know these people because I grew up with them. Mm-hmm. The Gukurahundi genocide has not been forgotten. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could go on and on and on.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Maybe one last question. Just one last one. Yes. Do you permit us to ask that question?
Yes, you can. You can ask.
Now, Mr. Kutu, it seems as if there are some people who are saying, Mr. Tsvangirai is not eligible to contest the next poll because of some health issues. And then the same applies to the president, who people are saying he has nothing to offer. So, in your case, is he the appropriate candidate right now?
Definitely, yes. Gibbs, let me answer you that question. Let me answer that question, my brother. Mm-hmm. And also for the benefit of the millions of people who are listening. People should know that getting sick does not mean that's the end of life. How many can anyone stand up there and say they have never been sick in their lives? I'll tell you, I like using my own personal examples because it makes sense. Mm. I was in hospital myself in March this year. For the first time in my life, I was detained in hospital for 2 weeks. Mm. But am I dead? Does it mean that if somebody is sick, that they are dying or they are dead? Morgan Tsvangirai is our best foot forward and is going to win the presidential election next year, hands down. That's why the ZANU-PF people are keen to say, Tsvangirai to replace Morgan, because they are scared of that man. He's actually recovering. He's doing very well. We talk to him frequently. He's on the rebound. And people should actually not be worried at all. It is ZANU-PF that are worried because they don't want to face Morgan Tsvangirai. They know he's so popular. So that question really is a no-brainer.
Thank you so much. I think maybe people's concerns have been answered. So I think
before that, thank you so much, Mr. Gutu, for joining us.
I'll give you a minute. We'll stop again. You're going to give that.
We had lined up another guest to replace you, Mr. Gutu.
Let him stay.
That's all right. Thank you very much. That's okay.
All right. Thank you so much. That's the MDCT spokesman, Obet Kutu. Tinenge tine mteriri mkoma tinashe makadi.
Oh, I'm told the caller is gone.
Okay, we are being joined by our second guest. That is Honorable Nelson Chamisa, MDCT vice president, one of the three vice presidents. Mr. Chamisa, good evening.
Why are you emphasizing MDCT, one of the three vice presidents?
You have three, right?
I'm one.
Okay, MDC vice president.
Yes.
Was among two others.
Among two others. Right, Gibbs.
But before, maybe before coming to you, maybe Honorable Chuma would think that we are favoring. So let's come to you, Honorable Chuma, first, before we go to Mr. Chamisa. So looking at your party has got a lot of factionalism. As ukhulume ngesiNdebele sibili, ukuthi abantu bekuzwe sibili. Iparty yenu, abantu kuthiwa sidliwe ngupongwe. Singani vele simatasatasa. Kule G40, kuzobuya lokunye. Esikwaziyo, iTeam Lacoste, ikhonokho okukhulunywayo. Kube sekubuya-ke umongameli ngokwakhe ukuthi angene esikhundleni, ukuthi ancintise ngomnyaka ozayo. Abantu bathi phela seguge kakhulu, ngakho seguge le ngqondo futhi ungani sengumuntu omdala. So akuphendule abantu sibili ngamafitshane ngesiNdebele upont kamkam nje.
Okay, but before I answer, may I greet my colleague, a member of parliament, Honorable Chamisa. He's my brother, and we are very, very close like that.
Yes.
And I hope listeners will understand that you must not fight because you belong to different parties. Me and Honorable Chamisa are very, very good friends. In fact, he actually wants to help me personally in our family when there was a litigation issue. So
that's good to hear.
Now, to go back and answer you, you're going to get to vele lapho okutholakala khona sokunganta khona sokulo sokulo oyimuntu angathi kucwangene khonapho kuvame ukuba lezinto ezinjalo. Anti yabona nxa sikhuluma ngapha ekuzanu-PF abantu nxa bekhangele iminyaka ekamongameli wethu, bona ngathi hayi abantu abaphuzu ukuba ngonkulunkulu ukuba ngojaji besithi hayi vele umuntu lo siza kufa siza kufa. So wonke umuntu oyabe esebabana uyabe sefuna ukuthi ngabe ngibe njani engizathetha laphana ngingene phakathi ngabe yini ngabe yini yinto ezidalela into yaleyo nto yi-fashionalism. Kodwa ngoba ungawukhangela sithi asizivenjele beyi 15 years ago bekungekho konke lo Mozambique ngoba akunami bethu esakhangela ukuthi hayi umuntu osekhulile osengapha kume nini bonke kade bekwazi lo yinkokhelo yethu ngimongameli wethu and kuthule kunjalo even nxa siseqa ukhangela even naku-NDC kuqale kuthule be kwanele nje ukubana kona kwangena umkhuhlane nje sokuhlupha kona ba ngoba omunye nomunye sekhalile ti ngizangena yini ngizangena yini labo kona bana vele sokungamaveve kuyaliwa kunzima labo ngoba every time nxa kungavele kube nongantu kulokhu isikhalanyana wonke umuntu ufuna ukungena. Kodwa ke ekuphenduleni abantu abathi kona umongameli sekhulile ngeke wasabusa njengoba ubaba ugude ekhulumela wathi hayi ukugula kaseneral akuyikufa umongameli wethu noma ekhulile sihlala silaye uloke esagcwele emcabangeni uloke esabambisizinto zonke ngendlela efaneleyo. So ngakho-ke even nxa usithi kona ukugula sonto esengabe abuze lokukhula futhi asonto engamisa ubana umuntu enjani abuze ngoba nxa ubusa kasiuthi nguwe wedwa phela ubusa unabantu abagombolozeleyo unento lanabathi ngesilungu ngama-systems xa wafake kuhle konke konakana kuyancedisa ekubuseni kwakho. So ukuthi yena segugile ukuthi umuntu uyagula akumelanga kufakwe ngokufana naye ukubana kube yinto ezancindezelaubana kanjani abuse.
Yeah, awubone ngegolide uyibekile sibili ebandla lapha. So what he's saying is that the reason the president could be old, but he says he's able to rule because he's got systems in place in which he's got some supporting systems. So it doesn't mean that he's no longer, you know, mentally alert, you know. So he says he's alert and he's doing what he's supposed to do as a president. So he's eligible to contest in next year's elections.
Before we go to the caller, Mr. Chamisa, briefly, I understand there's a program for you tomorrow. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, I don't know what you want me to say, but I thought it was supposed to be an interactive program. What exactly am I supposed to address?
Of course, we talked about Mr. Mugabe's rally in Bulawayo tomorrow, and you are going to Chikomba. That's so we are talking about what the opposition is doing and also what the ruling party is doing. So I think you have your own program. Tell us briefly about that.
I'm sure you have heard from our spokesperson, Honorable Gutu, that we have a couple of programs that are running in the various constituencies, various wards across the whole country. So we are focusing on particularly the grassroots mobilization, door-to-door campaigns, making sure that we have a person-to-person engagement, also ensuring in a very deep way that we are engaging citizens so that the people themselves are in charge of their programs. But we have a unique program tomorrow in Marsh East, Kuchikomba Uko. We have a rally at some place. I've just been advised by the province and also by our organizing department that there's a rally. They've requested that we go there to articulate our policies, to articulate why people should vote the MDC and what the MDC is going to do when we assume the reins of authority and power in this country come 2018. So that is what we are going to be doing tomorrow at the Chambara Business Center in Manyene there, Chikomba. It's going to be a massive program. And, of course, I'm told the people started walking as early as yesterday and they were actually gathering at the venue. So, yes, an expectation there. We are going to have more of those programs across the whole country, particularly as we continue to mobilize people to register to vote and also to vote for the alternative, that is the MDC.
And maybe,
now, can I pose a question?
Sure.
Mr. Chamisa, we were told that there is a bit of tension between you and Kupe. So can you tell us a little bit about the friction that is supposed that is said to be, you know, between the two of you?
We have no time for tension. You know, these are newspapers. I've seen that some of these newspapers love to cause commotion and chaos. We are mature. We are a family of Democrats. We are peace-loving. Between myself and the Vice President, Tokozani Kute, there is no bad blood whatsoever. Honorable Tokozani Kute is a very hard-working member of the party, senior member of the party, tried and tested. She has seen all, she has had all, and I respect her for the commitment she has had to the struggle for democracy in Zimbabwe. Her record of service and sacrifice is second to none, and that is the respect we have. Zanga Zimogizana, Zanga Yagizana. So that whole thing about all these fights, forget it. We don't fight as a family. We are not like waste animals that go below the standard even of dogs. You will never find a dog eating another dog. So we are better than that.
But we can assume that you have some presidential ambitions, right?
What ambition? The only ambition, like I've always underscored, the only ambition I have is to go to heaven, if I have any ambition. On this earth, I'm the vice president. I cannot have an ambition to be what I am already. If you are vice president, it means that you are in the presidium. You are a president, but a vice. So you can't aspire to be what you are already, unless if you are mad.
Rekatene kumaterere, va gogode magadi. Aiwa tiri poti pe ufungwa dzenyu.
Yakadibasa.
Ndizvozvo zvemutowa kumwe wakaoma kumwe munyoro.
Ndizvozvo. Muno zvematongerwo enyika isu tine sirimba zviri hedu tine tichingoona vanenge vachirwa. Asi ukaona hama yako ichirwa nomumwe munhu unobva waona kuti hama yako ino iri kurwa nouyu asi unorwa nehama yako uri kurova. Saka pamusangano muda kuita vakuru kuBulawayo. Vangaita havo asi vanhu voziva vanongoinda nokuti vanenge vachifoserwa asi vanozoziva zvavanenge vachida nokuti ukatarira pavakomana vava vana vaguto ava nana vachamisa ava nana vamonzoravo imboma saka chizwaezanupiekachivamborosa imboma chirongwa chichakachayachi chine chiripo chakatochaya saka ivo vanotoziva kuti vanhu be intimidated so let's go very close to people and talk with them and inform them about what they will do so vanhu avo imboma tinoona hedusi hatisimo vachirwa asi tinoona kuti vabato guru iri vanotofanira kusimba kana vachirova votorova asi vakasangwara imboma idzo
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vagogode tinotenda Gibbs, there is I think there are people who are following us on Facebook who are complaining.
Yes.
I think Wilson Guta asked the question. He said, hey, can you ask Mr. Chuma where is CSC and NRZ? Mr. Chuma, if you may respond to that, that's from Facebook Live. CSC and NRZ, I think he's talking about the industries that have closed the shop in Matabeleland.
That's exactly what I made mention of earlier on, to say that we are looking at those two ministers, the Minister of Agriculture, to look into the issue of CSC and the Minister of Transport to be looking into the issues of NRZ. And I can tell you that just recently, I read and also heard for myself that somebody, an investor, was already coming up on board to start the process of resuscitating NRZ. So now, what we need to do is the due process to be expedited. We want the ease of doing business component to start coming into play now. To say that we cannot wait for months and months and months to end for something to take shape and begin to work. So this is exactly what I said, but we are going to send that message to the president tomorrow because he's coming to talk to the youth of Bulawayo. So the youth of Bulawayo are going to say to the president, could you please make sure that you sit on the backs of your ministers so that they actually shorten the turnaround period of time of making these things work for the betterment of our industries and then for our employment as well. So that's exactly what I'm saying, that things are already in the pipeline. I know CNC, there's something in the pipeline. I mean, as well, too, because we've got a very hard-working minister there, Minister Mande. He's working on some things there. And I know something is coming up very soon. So, but now all we need to do is to now sort of push them to say, instead of 2 months, let's take 1 month. Let's try and make it quick so that what we restructure this industry as fast as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's a Ubaba Freedom, Hateve. What's it going on? Ubaba Freedom, Gunjan. Hateve Baba, Uchonajan. Hello, Freedom.
Hello.
Yeah, Baba Freedom, Hateve, Gunjan.
That's
a pillar, cool. Yeah, I would choke.
Hello.
Yeah, Sasa Gulum Tang and a low presidential youth interface. What's it now?
I was a
So, so what he's saying is that people go to the rally tomorrow just to hear what the president will be saying. But he says all that is going to talk about are empty promises, nothing else. He says, where is the Ekotini Mall and all those kind of things? So promises and promises, nothing is implemented.
Mr. Chamisa, you heard what Honorable Chuma said about what they plan to do to revive industries in Matabeleland. What is your take on that?
Well, I really appreciate and respect my brother, Honorable Chuma, for his positive trust and his positive aspiration. But now where we are, it's no longer just a question of what we promise and what we show as intention. I think our colleagues in ZANU-PF have been in the office for the past 38 years. And the 38 years of their existence in office has clearly indicated that they've run out of ideas, they're exhausted, they are no longer fit for purpose, they are no longer sound to be in government. And they've clearly shown that, yes, they've run their course. And what we now need is to have fresh hands to take over, just like we began during the inclusive government, to begin to show them the way in how to run an economy, in how to manage a sound economy, a modern economy. That is the kind of thing we need. We just want to be given another chance to start and reconnect what we began during the inclusive government, reindustrialization, dealing with production, capital injection, making sure that investment is brought in the country, build a progressive, conducive environment. We have five key policy programs, MDC, dealing with the issue of governance, dealing with the issue of infrastructure, making sure that we have economic blueprints that are put in place to deal with all the issues, and making sure that we revitalize our industries. We also deal with the issue of re-engaging with the international community. All those issues are things that we have already shown indication of being able to solve. As for ZANU-PF and our colleagues in ZANU-PF have competencies and capacities, we do not want to continue to flog at us. They've indicated that they are incapable. The industries are complaining. Infrastructure is complaining. Banks are even showing by way of queues that are there. You go to the economic symmetry. There are industries that have been killed. Woolworths, Sales House, all these companies, JND in Bulawayo, NRZ, you name it, they are no longer there. But the key thing is not to look at blaming each other, but to say, as a people, how do we move forward? And our best foot forward is supporting President Richard Mogentsangirai and his team to also build our country. Of course, in building those in ZANU-PF, they must also join President Tsvangirai as we rebuild our country, because the country is not partisan. The country is not a private property of a political party. The country belongs to all of us. We are just about in numerous factors in our parties, but the denominator is Zimbabwe. That is what we deliver.
But just briefly before we go to our caller, Mr. Chuma had asked a question to Mr. Gutu. I think he had not responded to that. He had said, but you were given the chance to run the cities and they're a disaster.
The cities are not a disaster. The cities are actually signing zones of an attempt under difficult circumstances. We are in a sea of anarchy, in a sea of chaos, sponsored by the central government, particularly the Minister of Local Government. But we have islands of excellence, islands of a good illustration of it. Go to Masingo. Masingo consecutively has been voted the best run town. Go to Mutare. They have tried. You go to Bulawayo. Fantastic programs by the mayor. You come here in Harare. They try, but you must understand that they are working in a very hostile environment. It, you know, if you are trying to make order out of an anarchic or disorderly situation, you must be given kudos for trying under very difficult circumstances, because these are islands in a sea of difficulties, particularly sponsored by the central government. I will tell you that the MDC has done fantastically well under the circumstances. We are not necessarily seeing the disaster on account of MDC. We are seeing disaster on account of interference.
Okay, Mr. Chamisa, let me take the last caller. Vagoronga Magadi.
Ndivo vakuru vedu.
Ai vachiripo nguva yedu ndoinenge yajikana naibva yamangoti gaga.
Ah, regai ndingotanga nokuti chakachaya nyika yese varume. Hapachisina chokumirira. Ndoda kungopindura hangu zvino zvazvitaurwa navagutu nevanhengirikiri navachuma zvokuti havasi kuungana, havasi kuunganidza vanhu. Isu ndimairi kutorohwa chimhindo-mhindo iyoyo yakatosimba. Kana vakazoona taakuchiunganidza vanhu zvino taakuchiita marali, vakuzva kuti kwakuchisa mutsvairo, hatisina chimwe chokumirira. Nezvavakanangana nazvo kuBulawayo mangwana, hakungoti havose vanhu vanenge vakangozvironga, asi zvinonyadzisa kuinda kunhu kwaunoona kuti takauraya chunhu hakusisina. Saka kungofamba havavo semunhu anongofamba havo zvake. Asi chavanofambira havo hapana.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vaGoronga.
Right, iregai ndingopedzisa hangu neshoko doko doko. Iregai ndingoti hangu pa tine gamba redu ratakaratsikirwa naro kuzaka uko vanoitwa Comrade Marunjo. Ndati tingokurudzira Masvingo Province yose, handei nouwandu hwedu tindowanikwa tichichema gamba redu. Ndatofara zvikuru navachamisa vari imomomo, vatatopa hurudziro yekuti gamba iroro ngariradzikwe murugare.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vaGoronga nematambudziko, asi tatenda zvikuru.
Zvakanakai.
Gips.
So I think finally let's go to Honorable Chuma. Honorable Chuma, your last word, just a few seconds.
Tomorrow is going to be a very big day for Bulawayo. It will redirect, reshape our steps as we go forward. And I can tell you that maybe Bulawayo.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chuma.
Thank you, Mr. Chamisa, Mr. Chuma, and Mr. Gutu. Thanks to our callers, our listeners, and our viewers. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe.